Webinar attendance rates are dropping across the board. Today's podcast episode will help you fix that. Hi, and welcome to the Radical Webinar Podcast, the show that helps six-figure high-ticket coaches who hate marketing scale their business to seven figures and beyond. Okay, so today we are going to talk about one of the biggest challenges with webinars in 2024, and that is getting people to show up for the webinar. When webinars were all the rage in 2020, we could easily get 40% or 50% show up rates on a regular basis from cold traffic, because people were forced to stay at home and webinars were a brand new thing for people, so there was that curiosity factor. Today, we are seeing webinar attendance rates across the board drop. But fear not, that's why I made this episode for you, to give you five ways to get more people showing up for your webinar. My name is Terence Tam, and I'm your podcast host. And with me today, as usual, is my AI co-host, Debbie.
Hi, Terence. Happy to be on the show to give you a hard time again.
Thanks, Debbie. I don't know how I would live without you. So let's get started with the first strategy to improve your show-up rates. First thing to do is make sure you find a time that your audience can attend your webinar. For example, if your audience works Monday to Friday, then you might want to schedule the webinar at night or on a Saturday. They often say the best days to have webinars are from Tuesday to Thursday, but in our experience, it really depends on who you're targeting. I believe if you're targeting business owners and entrepreneurs, then Tuesday to Thursday in the early afternoons are perfect.
So what if you are targeting sexy fit moms like me?
Well, Debbie, if I were targeting you with my ads, then I definitely would not want to have the webinar on the weekend. I would also avoid times when you're sending or picking up kids from school.
You'll also want to avoid having the webinar during my spin classes.
Yes, definitely. So the bottom line is you might have to test several different days and times of the week in order to find the best time for your particular audience. I would also avoid scheduling your webinars on a public holiday, as this tends to massively reduce show-up rates. Now, the second strategy to improve show-up rates is by giving away gifts to attendees. This is best done at the end of the webinar.
That's easy. I'll just do a lucky draw for a free iPhone.
Well, Debbie, that's actually not a good idea, because if you're doing a lucky draw to give away a free iPhone on Amazon gift card, you will attract a lot of freeloaders. You will find people attending just to have a chance to win the free stuff. How do I know? And the funny thing is that you see many of the same people attending the webinar over and over again.
So what do you give away?
So what works is to give away strategy course, digital products that are valuable to your target audience, or maybe even a physical book as a lucky draw. The reason is you want to incentivize people who are your ideal customers to stay on for the webinar. Those who really want to learn and to improve their lives. Because sometimes all it takes is a bit of an incentive to push people to show up. Like, for example, you could tell them, hey, all you have to do is show up for my webinar tomorrow and you get a course that other people have paid $500 for.
Okay, I get it. Tell me more ways to get more people to show up for my webinar.
I'm glad you're excited today, Debbie. The next thing to get more of your signups to attend your webinar is to engage them before the event. Say they sign up 5 days before the actual webinar. What you do to communicate with them in these 5 days is crucial to ensure a good show-up rate. For starters, you want to send them a series of emails that will both engage them and make them like you more. Share some of your personal stories, like how you got into a pub fight and what lessons you learned from it, for example. Then make sure you have emails and SMSs to remind them a day before the webinar and on the webinar day itself. You can also get them engaged in a Facebook group or Telegram channel that you set up after they sign up for your event. You can also get someone from your team to call each and every person who has signed up, if you have the bandwidth to do that. And when that person calls, what you want them to do is to confirm their attendance and to remind them of the benefits of showing up for your event. In this case, it pays to ask them basic questions like, what's the biggest challenge that you're currently facing in regards to this particular topic? So that they actually feel heard as well, and assure them that this problem will be addressed at the webinar if that is the case.
Anything else that I can do?
There's also another tool that you can use, which is personalized videos. You can use a software like Bonjoro, where you can record really short personalized videos for every attendee. One of our clients used this and recorded a short 20-second video for every person who signed up.
But that sounds like so much effort.
Well, in the case of this client, it increased show-up rates by 30%. So I think it's well worth the investment, even if you only have time to reach out to a portion of them. You could also get your PA or one of your team members to do this as well. So let's move on to the fourth strategy, which is to make sure your topic resonates with your target audience. This is where some serious research is needed on your target audience, which I have covered in episode 4 of this podcast. So if you want to see how market research is done, make sure you go and listen to episode 4 after this one. See, the issue is most webinar topics sound too generic, like how to grow your business or how to get good returns on the stock market.
Which is fine if you have no competition, right?
That's 100% correct. But let's face it. So what you need to do is to niche down and focus on what is the bleeding neck problem.
Bleeding neck? What's that?
It's a metaphor for a problem that needs immediate attention. So if you got bleeding neck, chances are you want to stop that bleeding straight away. So make sure it is a problem that they are fully aware of and they want to solve straight away. For example, in recent times, one of the key problems that everyone feels is inflation. So what we did to address this bleeding neck problem is to position our client's real estate investment webinar as the solution to combat inflation. So instead of saying it's just a real estate investment webinar, we position it as the solution to the inflation problem. All right, so we're at the final and fifth tip. The final and fifth tip is to qualify the people that sign up for your webinar. There are various ways to do this, of course. You could get them to pay to join the webinar. You could get them to fill up a one-page questionnaire in order to approve them for the webinar. Or you could have someone calling them and interviewing them before letting them join the event. The key thing is you want to get them to invest some of their money or efforts before allowing them into the event. Because if they are willing to do that, it means that they are serious about wanting to join the event. And the likelihood of them showing up is also a lot higher. I just put out the stats from one of our clients. At one event, we got them to fill in a full-page questionnaire. At the other event, we just got their contact details without filling in the questionnaire. The event where they had to fill in the questionnaire, we got a 40% show-up rate. Whereas at the event where they didn't have to fill up a questionnaire, only 28% of people who registered showed up.
Won't this mean your cost per lead goes up?
Yes, your cost per lead will go up, but the quality of people who sign up and the percentage of people who show up will also be a lot higher. At the end of the day, this gets you more committed attendees, which is what you want anyway, because you want to get rid of the freeloaders who are not going to buy anything that you offer.
But I like to be a freeloader.
Hey, no, Debbie, that's why you're freeloading on my podcast. All right, so that's it, guys. Hope you enjoyed another episode of Founders Go Naked. And what is it that we do here, Debbie?
The podcast that helps six-figure high-ticket coaches who hate marketing scale their business to seven figures and beyond. But before we end, I think you forgot something, Terrence.
What's that?
You forgot to tell listeners to download your boring marketing book that gives coaches and experts 8 marketing funnels to grow their business.
Yeah, I totally forgot that one. So where can they download it?
Go to leadsearchbook.com and download his book. I did because I'm a freeloader.
Thanks a lot. And yeah, we'll leave the link to the free book in the show notes. Thanks for joining us this week. And make sure you check out all the other episodes to help your coaching and expert business grow.